this year's state tournament. And Watkins will be taking on the Carver Black Sox. And looking at Carver this year, the Black Sox coming up with a win last week over Piers. They beat the Piers Brewers 4-1 last week in their first state tournament game. In the league, Carver was 12-10 this year coming out of their Region 7. And 17-18 overall. They finished in third place in Region 7, so they were the number 3 seed. They took on the Piers Brewers, the number 4 seed last week. The Watkins Clippers, they came out of Region 15C as the number 1 seed. Coached by Matt Geislinger, they were 15-4 overall this season, 10-4 in the Central Valley League. And Watkins got a little healthier this week. I talked to Danny Berg and Carson Geislinger before the game today. Danny Berg says, we're going to give it a go. Give it a go. He's in the starting lineup tonight. So he pulled the hamstring in the first weekend of play of Regions. And so Dan sat out the second weekend, let it heal last week, and ready to go here this afternoon. Carson Geislinger, he hurt himself between week one and week two of Regions at work. He had some stitches put in those fingers of his, and he actually did play in their ball game, their seeding game against the Farming Flames. But yeah, he is able to go today, and Carson said fingers are good to go. Let's get to those starting lineups here on KASM in 30 seconds. All right, and welcome back here at Green Isle, the Irish Yard. And let's get to those starting lineups here this afternoon for the Carver Black Sox. Ryan Kloster will lead it off. He's doing the catching. Bailey Melds bat second, doing the pitching. Justin Kloster will bat third in right field. Sam Hennen bats fourth. He is at second base. Brant Puzak will bat fifth at third base. Will Johnson batting sixth at first base. Nick Peterson will bat seventh at shortstop. Brian Horonsky will bat seventh as the DH. Colin McNeil will bat eighth, and he's in center field, and Charlie Peterson bats ninth. He is in left field. That lineup again for the Carver Black Sox: Ryan Kloster, Bailey Melts, and Justin Kloster, Sam Hennen, Brant Puzak, and Will Johnson, Nick Peterson, Brian Horonsky, and Colin McNeil, with Charlie Peterson in left field. For the Watkins Clippers, Kevin Kramer leads it off in center field, batting second. Dan Berg in right field. Carson Geislinger will bat third at third base. Batting fourth, Brendan Ashton. He's at first base. Matt Geislinger will bat fifth. He will be the pitcher DH today. Landon Nyman will bat sixth at shortstop. Carter Block back seventh, and Carter's at second base today. Lincoln Haugen will bat eighth, doing the catching. And batting ninth, Cade Nyman in left field. That lineup for the Clippers as they're getting ready to take the field here. A little team huddle. Clippers lineup looks like Kevin Kramer, Danny Berg, and Carson Geislinger, Brendan Ashton, Matt Geislinger, and Landon Nyman, Carter Block, Lincoln Haugen, and Caden Nyman. That is our starters for this evening's ball games as the ground crew, they're actually getting a first pitch thrown out today. And so they've got a ceremonial first pitch taking place. I guess I was not aware that that was going to happen here today, but that's going through some accolades of the young man throwing out the first pitch today here in Green Isle. Let's do this, Carson. We will take a one-minute timeout and be back with that first pitch in a minute on KASM. All right, we're ready to go as down to second goes the throw from Lincoln Haugen. Matt Geislinger has taken his warm-up tosses, and Geislinger will face the Carver Black Sox, Ryan Kloster, Bailey Melds, and Justin Kloster. Ryan Kloster, a left-handed hitter, stepping into the batter's box facing the left-hander, Matt Geislinger, who in the regions threw 18 innings, gave up 5 runs, struck out 15, hit 1, and couple walks. So pretty good Region 15 seat for the Clipper left-hander. Slinger ready to go as he wields and deals. And the first pitch to Kloster is a strike called, and 0-1 as we get underway here this afternoon at 5:03 officially. Pitch a ball, and one ball, one strike. 1-1, the count to Kloster as Geislinger comes home, and this one popped up in the infield over at third base. Carson Geislinger calls for it. Carson will make the catch for out number one. So the number three team coming out of that region seven. And region seven sporting some pretty good teams too for this year's state tournament. As the pitch from Matt Geislinger is a strike called and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. St. Bonnie came out. They're playing St. Bonifacius next ball game here. The number one seed out of Region 7. Looks to be Young America, who won last night, beating Raymond 4-2. And number two seed out of Region 7 would be Waconia. And we all know Waconia is pretty darn good, too. No balls, two strikes to count, two. Melds, and Melds will take low for a ball. A little grunt there by Matt Geislinger. And the count, data ball and two strikes. Boy, that one did not miss by much, and Lincoln Hogan thought he had strike three. The 1-2 on the way to Melds, and again, Matt just missing with a ball. And the count, two balls, two strikes. Setting the Clippers up for you defensively. Carson Geislinger over at third. Landon Nyman at short. Carter Block at second. At first, Brendan Ashton. As the 2-2 pitch coming to Melds. There's strike three called, and Melds gets got looking. Nice pitch by the left-hander in left field for the Clippers today. It's Caden Nyman in center field. We have Kevin Kramer out in right field, Dan Berg. And behind the plate, Lincoln Hogan. At the plate now, Justin Kloster, another left-handed hitter. Melds was a right-hander. Kloster, both Ryan and Justin are left-handed hitters. First pitch from Matty G. His strike called in 0-1. Matt shakes off that first sign from Lincoln Hogan. The left-hander comes home and just missing the fastball. And the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Randy Rothstein with you this afternoon. Carson Cheetah producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. Pitch just missing again outside, and the count, two balls and a strike. We will have Farming Baseball. That's coming up a little later on tonight. They take on Fairmont over in Jordan. Kirby Hamish will have that call for you here on KESM. This one line foul and oh, up into the bleacher section, and it gets a fan right in the hip. That one hit pretty hard. They tried to scatter and could see it from up here that she took that ball pretty good off her hip. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch on the way. Chopper in the infield. Fielded by Nyman. Throw to first in time. Nice play by Nyman at short, and that'll do it for the Black Sox in the first. Three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. One half inning. It's Carver nothing. Watkins coming to bat. More state tournament baseball in 1 minute here on KASM. All right, we're ready to go. Bottom of the first inning. Thank you for joining us on AM 1150, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and we're streaming online at mychasm.com. Four different ways to catch our ball game here today through KASM Radio, so pretty cool. In the box, Kevin Kramer, and the first pitch from Melts, grounded foul, and the count at 0-1 to Kevin Kramer. It'll be Kramer, Danny Berg, Carson Geislinger here in the first. Kramer in the regional tournament went 1-for-12, 1-for-12 in that regional tournament. Melts pitch inside a ball and 1-1. Now, Melts kind of an unusual pitcher. He bats right, but throws left. And Kramer will fall it back, and the count at a ball and two strikes now to Kevin. One ball, two strikes, pitch to Kramer. Just missing outside, and the count, two balls, two strikes. Melds, I would say, not real tall, maybe that 5'10", 5'11". Pitch to Kramer. Kramer lines it to right center field. A solid base hit fielded there by the center fielder for Carver, Colin McNeil, and back into the infield. And Kramer gets things rolling for the Clippers here with a leadoff single, and he puts some speed on the base paths too. Bring Danny Berg to the plate. In the region tournament, Dan 2-for-4. Of course, only got to play really one game and hurt that hammy. Kramer will lead. Mel's holding him there. A left-hander comes home, and Berg takes a strike called 0-1. State tournament baseball here on KASM. I know going on over in Jordan right now, Foley is playing Kimball, another Central Valley League team. Foley out of the Victory League. Throw to first, Kramer back safely. Not probably the best move from Bailey Meltz. Kramer the lead. That first foot just about to where the cutout is. He goes. He got a great jump. Here's the throw by the catcher. Not nearly in time as Kramer walks in the second base. Is the throw just getting there? So, yeah, he stole that one on Melds, the pitcher, and Ryan Kloster, the catcher, never had a chance to get the speedy Kramer. That might be an indication, too, if Clippers get future base runners. 0-2 the count to Berg. That last pitch was ruled a strike, and the pitch to Danny blooped down the left field line. This one is trouble if it stays fair and just foul by a yard down the left field line. You could tell Berg was going to take that pitch the other way. Danny, just good bat control at the plate. Kind of a later swing. Just reached out and tapped it down the left field line. The left fielder playing way off the line, Charlie Peterson. Probably more in left center field right now. 325 down that left field line. 365 to the gap. 375 to straightaway center field. Looks like 355 to right center field. Berg will take high for a ball, and the count at 1-2. And 310 down the right field line. 1-2 the count. Bailey Meltz looks back to second. Kramer takes his lead, dancing around, pitch to Berg, high for a ball, and now 2-2. 2-2. Kramer leads. And the pitch, just a little bit low. Good eye by Danny Berg. The count full now at 3-2. 3-2 the count, so Bailey Meltz throwing a few pitches here to Danny Berg, making him work on deck. Carson Geislinger for the Clippers. Kicking the pitch. Berg drives this one to center field. Coming in is McNeil. He'll make the catch. Kramer does not tag as the throw comes pretty strongly into center field. So just a very long at bat for Dan Berg. The fly ball to center field and one out will bring Carson Geislinger to the plate. Dustin Kramer coaching over at third at first base. It's Heath Kramer. And in the batter's box, Carson Geislinger. He's on top of the plate right now. He really is hugging that plate as Bailey Meltz, the left-hander out of the stretch, delivers to Carson, and the strike called, and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Bleacher sections here, I would say probably half full. The kick and the pitch from Meltz, and Geislinger will fall this to the backstop, and Meltz works ahead. Carson Geislinger at 0-2. The ball, it's 2 strikes. Oh, 2 the count. Meltz looking down to his catcher, Kloster. Kramer gets another big lead out at second. And the pitch from Meltz. Carson Geislinger lays off that pitch, and it's ruled outside. And the count, 1-2. Brendan Ashton on deck for the Clippers. No score if you're just joining us. Bottom of the first inning. Matt Geislinger retired the Carver Black Sox. 1-2-3 in the first. Kevin Kramer led off the bottom of the first here with a base hit. Ready as Mel's. Kramer stealing third. Here's the throw by the catcher. No, he's not going to even make the throw. It's ruled a ball to Carson, and Kramer slides in safely. I tell you, Kloster's got a big, slow release, almost like he has to wind up. There's nothing about a snap throw in that arm. So two balls, two strikes, and now Kevin Kramer has stolen second and third in scoring position. Pitch is high. Kloster has to jump up and get that one from Melds in the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Melds ready on the mound. The left-hander wields and deals. And Carson takes low for a ball. Good at bat by Carson Geislinger, who was behind in the count 0-2. Worked himself a walk with one out, first and third. And I would imagine Dustin Kramer, too, has conferred with Matt Geislinger, and Carson Geislinger might be on the move here. See what Melds does trying to keep these runners close. No score if you're just joining us. The Clippers threatening bottom of the first. First and third. Geislinger goes on the first pitch, and not even making a throw is the catcher, Kloster. And a strike call to Brendan Ashton in 0-1. No balls, one strike. Mel's pitch, outside a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Matt Geislinger on deck for Watkins. Ball and a strike. Here's the pitch to Brendan Ashton. Ground ball hits slowly to third. Kramer broke on contact. Clutched a couple times by the third baseman. He'll throw across the diamond. They get Brendan Ashton. 5-3 on the putout. Kramer scores, and on the throw, it'll be Carson Geislinger going to third. So the Clippers draw first blood. Get Brendan Ashton an RBI on that ground ball out. And now another runner in scoring position. And that is Carson Geislinger with Matt at the plate. And the pitch to Matt. This one popped up behind home plate. It's going to go falling out of play. No balls, one strike, two outs. Bailey Melds ready. The pitch to Matt Geislinger is a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. One hit for the Clippers. They have taken advantage of that. A couple stolen bases. There's a walk in there. Bailey Melds has struggled here in the first inning, thrown a lot of pitches already, and that pitch is high for a ball and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Coming up a little later on, we have farming baseball here on KASM. That Kimball and Foley game just going two, so early in that ball game. Pitch two, Geislinger is low and away, and the count now 3-1 to Matty. On deck, Landon Nyman. Mel's ready. Pitch to Geislinger. Ground ball to second. Up with it and over the first. 4-3 in the put out of Matt Geislinger, and that'll do it for the Clippers in the first. But they come up with a run on a hit. No errors. One left on base. One in our books here in Green Isle. The Irish Yard has Watkins leading Carver 1-0. We're back in a minute. All right, we're ready to go here in the top of the second inning. And for Carver, it'll be their second baseman, Sam Hennen. First pitch from Matt Geislinger is a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Pitch to Hennen. There's a strike called and 1-1. Ball and a strike. Matty's got that ball. He wants to work quickly. And Hennen will pop this one up foul and out of play. And the count at a ball and two strikes now. 1-2 the count. Carver Black Sox. Brent Puzik on deck, followed by Will Johnson. As Geislinger kicks and delivers, and a swing and a miss. Down on strikes is Hennen. Second strikeout for Matt today. And it'll bring Brent Puzek to the plate. Puzek, a left-handed hitter. He's the third left-handed hitter of the day for the Carver Black Sox. Geislinger's pitch. Strike called, and 0-1 to Puzek. Geislinger shakes off that sign again from Lincoln Hogan as he delivers. And Puzek, boy, that was a nice spot on the inside corner. Didn't get the call, though, from the home plate umpire. And the count at a ball and a strike. 1-1 the count, one out for Carver. And Puzek will follow this back and out of play in the count 1-2 now. Puzek, the third baseman for Carver. Will Johnson, the first baseman on deck. State tournament baseball this afternoon here on KASM Radio. Pitch just missing a little bit high in the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. We're planning after this one's over, we're going to get some joyful, inspirational music for you between our ball games, and then head over to Kirby and Jordan for Farming in Fairmont. Puzek, chopper down the first base line. Ashton Fields flips to Geislinger, and the race to the bag. They're going to call Puzek safe. Wow. Geislinger just a little bit late getting there. That's one of those bang-bang plays, and Puzek really scoots down the line. He'll get himself an infield single. That was so close, and really nobody did anything wrong there. Matt broke off the mound immediately. Brendan Ashton had to field it in the infield. He had to come in on the grass. And the flip, the runner, and the ball. All getting there at the same time to Matty. So a runner at first, and the pitch to the first baseman, Will Johnson, is a strike called 0-1. 1-0, Watkins leads top of the second inning. We're sitting in Green Isle this afternoon, the Irish Yard, where a lot of stuff is green, seriously. Not only the grass. Johnson will follow this back and out of play. And the count now at 0-2 to Will. The ball, it's 2 strikes. Matt Geislinger working from the stretch. Puzek will take his lead at first. Does not get a real big lead against the lefty. And Johnson swings at the high fastball. He's out on strikes. Give Matt 3 strikeouts today. Second out here in the inning, and that'll bring Nick Peterson, the shortstop, to the plate. And another left-handed hitter. So 4 of the first 7 hitters have been left-handers. And Melds actually was a right-handed hitter, but he throws left. Geislinger from the stretch delivers to Peterson and right there at the knees for strike one. Starting to see some shadows coming in here in right center field in Green Isle. The day gets a little bit later here. We'll get some shadows in the press box here too. Still getting a little sun in the press box. Pitch to Peterson, another pitch right at the knees and 0-2. Geislinger is dealing here, first 2 innings. That left-hander spots his ball so well. Ready is the left-hander. Peterson staying alive as he fouls it back and out of play in the count 0-2 yet. Balls, 2 strikes. Peterson, the shortstop. 20 years old. 20 years old, ought to be Edina. Went to school at Edina. Matt Geislinger ready on the mound. And his pitch as Puzek goes. Pitch is low. Haugen's throw. Not in time. And into second base goes Brant Puzek. So stolen base. That was a good pitch to steal on as Matt kind of one hop that it was outside that pitch. 1 ball, 2 strikes. So Puzek taking his lead at second. Pitch to Peterson. A swing and a miss. He goes down on strikes. Matty gets tougher when somebody gets at second, and that'll do it for the Black Sox of Carver here in the second. No runs, a hit, no errors, 1 left on base. We played 1.5 here in Green Isle. It's Watkins 1 and Carver nothing. More baseball to come in 1 minute on KASM. All right, Bailey Meld's taken his warm-up tosses. We're ready to go here in the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 Watkins with the lead. We'll get shortstop Landon Nyman, Carter Block to follow, and Lincoln Hogan after him. Ready on the mound, Bailey Melds. Set that Blacks up defense up for you too here as Nyman fouls it off in the count 0-1. Over at third base, Brent Puzak at shortstop today. It's Nick Peterson, second base. The Sam Hennen is occupying second base, and over at first base, Will Johnson in left field. For the Black Sox, Charlie Peterson, center field. It's Cullen McNeil, and in right field, Justin Kloster. Here's a pop-up down the first base line as that ball just comes off the mitt of Hannon. He was right near the fence, and that ball bounced off his glove. But converging there were the first baseman, Will Johnson. You don't want to run into Will. He's a big dude. And Hannon and also the right fielder came up, Justin Kloster. Behind the plate today, it is Ryan Kloster. And on the mound, Billy Melds, left-hander. No balls, two strikes to Landon Nyman. Nyman in the regional tournament played a little bit. He went 1-for-11, pitches a ball, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Called into action after Nolan Geislinger went off to college. So pitch to Nyman on the outside corner, strike three, and Melds will pick up his first strikeout today. Melds are actually one out, and coming up to the plate, got Carter Block. Carter in region tournament action. Went 1-for-9. And Melds delivers. Block delivers with a shot to right center field. It's going to be cut off as Block takes a big turn at first base, and he's going to go back to first base. I think they saw the arm earlier of Cullen McNeil when Kevin Kramer was on base. And Carter Block thought, I don't know, as McNeil cut that one off in the gap right in front of the fence, though. There is no warning track, no dirt warning track here in Green Isle. So a one-out single, second hit of the day for the Clippers. And you'll see Lincoln Hogan coming to the plate. Lincoln drives this one to left field. This is a long way back by the fence. It's going to go over the left fielder's head. And on to third goes Block as he dives in safely. And Hogan has himself a one-out double. Lincoln got a hold of that one. And Charlie Peterson kept going back and back and back. And that ball kept carrying. One hop off the fence. Lincoln with a one-out double. And the Clippers got things rolling here in the second, leading 1-0. And their number nine hitter, Caden Nyman, coming to the plate. Just off the bat, that one sounded good by Lincoln. You knew that was going to carry. The first ball game today, it was a Class B game between Meesville and St. Paul, both mud hens. Meesville wins that one in extra innings, 8-6. But I got here in the seventh inning, and there were three home runs from the seventh inning on. So the ball is carrying today in Green Island. Nyman drills this one foul down the right field line into the corner. And, oh, Caden, he just turned his head and goes, oh, my gosh, little bit too aggressive. Billy Meld's putting that ball over the plate for these Clipper hitters right now. They got the infield in on the grass for the Black Sox. Carter Block at third, Lincoln Hogan at second, one out, and the pitch to Nyman. That's low for a ball, and one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Nyman trying to put it somewhere in the outfield. Melds kicks and delivers, and Nyman swings over the top of that breaking ball, and 1-2. Haven't seen Melds throw that bender a lot today, but that time was a perfect opportunity to show it. And one ball, two strikes, the count to Caden Nyman. Kevin Kramer on deck. The 1-2 pitch coming to Nyman, and a late swing. He goes down on strikes. That pitch prior, though, set Caden up in that at bat. Two outs. Second strikeout of the ball game for Melds. He has walked one, and Kramer to the plate. Kevin, base hit in his first at bat today off of Bailey Melds. Now, infield back to regular depth. Danny Berg on deck. Kramer settles in the batter's box, and Bailey Melds delivers to Kevin Kramer. Drills it to third, up with it cleanly and across the diamond. 5-3 in the putout, and that'll end the Clipper threat here in the second. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on base, two in the books. It's Watkins 1 and Carver nothing. We're back with more state tournament baseball in a minute on KASM. Hey, welcome back. State tournament baseball coverage here on KASM Radio in Green Isle this afternoon. Lincoln Hogan had to get his catcher's equipment on. He was out at second base. Still huffing and puffing from running to second. But here we go as Matt Geislinger has completed his warm-up tosses. And into the batter's box for Carver, it'll be their designated hitter, Brian Horonsky. And the pitch to Horonsky is a strike called in 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Pitch from Geislinger, and that's ball back and out of play in the count now at 0-2. Geislinger's been doing an awesome job getting ahead of the hitters today. And he wants to work quickly. Got the ball back already. And the pitch to Horonsky, way over the top of that pitch, and he swings and misses. He's out on strikes. Sweet pitch by Matt Geislinger. First out of the inning, Matt picking up his fifth strikeout today. And number nine hitter, it'll be the center fielder, Cullen McNeil. Cullen McNeil, another left-handed hitter, so that makes five of the nine are left-handed hitters. And I'm sure McNeil playing in center field and batting ninth almost gives you like another leadoff hitter. You get through that lineup once. Fouled off by McNeil. Cullen McNeil. Looks like Kimball leads Foley, top of the third inning, 3-0 over in Jordan. Waterville and Red Wing, they're getting started. Here it's 1-0 Watkins. Loretto and Sauk Center. Sauk Center's taken a 4-0 lead on Loretto, bottom of the third inning, the Titans. Getting that number one seed out of their region. And here, again, 1-0 Watkins, top of third, as McNeil fouls it off. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Matt Geislinger kicks and delivers. And there's strike three called, and McNeil gets got looking. He's on his game, folks. Matt Geisler delivering those strikes. Second strikeout here in the third inning. Sixth in the game, and back to the top of the order in catcher Ryan Kloster. Kloster, his first at bat today, popped up to Carson Geislinger over at third, and the pitch to Kloster is a strike called 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Matt shakes off that first sign from Lincoln Hogan. Now he's ready. Kloster squibs this foul down the third baseline, and the count 0-2. I don't know where he got that on the bat. That might have been a cue shot right off the end of the bat. I think that ball was tailing away from him. Left-hander versus left-hander here. Seeing where the left fielder for Watkins is playing, Nyman, he is pretty deep as Kloster takes strike three called, and it's a mowing down inning for Matt Geislinger. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. 2.5 innings, Watkins 1, Carver nothing. More state tournament baseball coming up in 1 minute. Randy Rothstein back with you this afternoon on KASM. Carson Cheetah is producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. Hope your day is going well. Earlier today, some ball games played prior to when we got here was all Class B action at the three sites. And in Class B action today, Champlain Park beat the Minneapolis Cobras 6-4. St. Louis Park over St. Anthony 8-5. Hopkins beat Victoria 9-0. Meeseville in an 8-6 win over St. Paul in 10 innings. And Air Freight beat Rochester 4-0. It was Minnetonka over Eagan 8-1. Danny Berg, all 40 years of him, 40-year-old Danny Berg, into the batter's box. And the first pitch from Melds is a strike called and on one. The ball's one strike. I was probably back in the day playing in softball tournaments and on broomball rinks with Dan Berg's dad back in the day. He was probably just a little kiddo. And how did we ever know? 40 years later, I'd be broadcasting Danny Berg's state tournament game at 40 years old. He's at the plate, the count of one ball, two strikes. And the pitch to Berg is high for a ball and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count. Bailey Melds on the mound. Bailey has struck out two, walked one. Giving up the one run and three hits. Berg drive to center field, coming hard, still coming hard, and that's going to fall in front of McNeil, the center fielder, and Dan Berg with a leadoff single here in the third inning. Yeah, I believe Clippers, are they going to get somebody to run for Dan Berg or not? Dan's looking to the dugout right now. Nope, they're going to let him run for himself. Not burn anybody yet. Third inning. 1-0 Clippers. Now we might. Nope. Carson Geislinger looking to the dugout. Carson will dig into the batter's box, and Bailey Melds will work from the stretch. Pitch to Carson. Carson drills this into right field. That's a base hit. Station to station go the Clippers. Back-to-back singles here in the third inning, and now Brendan Ashton makes his way to the plate. The hard-hitting cleanup hitter. Yeah, this is a tough position because you got Matt Geislinger on deck. You have Brendan Bunt getting those guys to second and third. Clippers left a couple base runners at second and third last inning. Left a guy at third in the first inning. Corners in right now, anticipating something, and Ashton gives it a long drive to center field. McNeil back by the fence will make the catch. Danny Berg's going to tag, and he'll go to third standing up. So just a long fly ball by Brendan Ashton. One down, first and third. And I think this will be an opportunity again for Carson Geislinger to steal second base. He did back in the first inning. Clippers ended up with three stolen bases that inning. Kevin Kramer had two, Carson one. And Bailey Melts on the mound with Matt Geislinger at the plate. One out. Matt grounded to second. Carson glows on the first pitch. They got him picked. The throw was high, though, and safe at second is Carson Geislinger. He never looked back, even though Melds had him picked. The throw late getting there from the first baseman, Will Johnson, and it sailed on the shortstop, Peterson. So, stolen base for Carson Geislinger. Anyway, anyhow, second and third for the Clippers. The first pitch coming to Matt Geislinger, and high and tight. And the count, one ball, no strikes to Matty. 1-0, Watkins leads bottom of the third inning here in Green Isle. Melds kicks and delivers, and Geislinger will take a strike called in 1-1. One ball, one strike to Matt Geislinger. Winner will get Buffalo next Saturday, 4 o'clock, over in Belle Plaine. Pitch high for a ball, and two balls, one strike. 2-1 the count. Ready on the mound. Melds wields and deals, and Geislinger bloops this one down the left field line. It's in no man's land. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Dan Berg will score. Carson Geislinger to third. Matt Geislinger gets a gift single. And the Clippers lead 2-0 here in the third inning. So the left fielder playing way off the line again for Carver. Never had a chance. The third baseman and the shortstop came the closest to it, but it was placed perfectly. So the third hit of the inning for the Clippers. They lead 2-0. And coming up to the plate, shortstop Landon Nyman. Landon, in his first at-bat, struck out today against Bailey Melds. First and third. Pitch to Nyman. There's a strike called, and 0-1. Matt Geislinger at first, the pitcher. It's been pretty easy for the Clippers to steal today. Let's see if they have Matt moving here. Some relief pitching going down to the bullpen as Nyman, ground ball to second base side, gloved at second base, but not able to come up and make a play is the second baseman, Hannon. And coming across to score is Carson Geislinger, 3-0. On to second goes Matt Geislinger. Give an infield single to Landon Nyman. Yeah. Diving, stumbling, but catching the ball was the second baseman, Hannon. He just could not come up with it. And so one out yet here in the third inning. That's a two-run inning here for Watkins. They lead 3-0. And Bailey Melds delivers to Carter Block, and he swings over the top of that pitch, and 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. First and second for the Clippers here in the third. Bailey Melds ready on the mound. Looks back to second. Looks a couple times and delivers to Block. That's low for a ball. And 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Carver Black Sox. Here's the throw to second, and Matt Geislinger hustles back. He was only like 3 feet off the base. And there was no shortstop there. The second baseman, Hannon, had to come running over and grab that baseball. One ball, one strike, the count to Carter Block. Runners there, leads at first and second. Pitch to Carter, high and away. In the count, 2-1. I would say there's going to be a mound visit here pretty soon. Bailey Melds working in that heat this afternoon. Sets himself on the mound, kicks and delivers, and Block takes low. And now the count at 3-0. 3-1 the count. Landon Nyman over at first, Matt Geislinger at second. One out. Two runs in here in the third. Melds ready on the mound. His pitch to Block. That's a strike called at the knees, and the count full now 3-2. 3-2. Ready again. It's Melds. The kick, the pitch, and Block loops this one to shallow center field. Hannon back on the grass at second will make the catch for the out. Could tell Carter Block was trying to push that to the right side just with that swing. So the pop-up, second out of the inning, and that'll bring Lincoln Hogan to the plate. Hogan with a double in his first at-bat today. And that's going to get the left fielder retreating a little bit. Charlie Peterson backing up a few steps. And maybe look for Lincoln to drop it in front of Charlie. Geislinger on at second. It's Matt. And Lincoln takes a strike called an 0-1. We're in the bottom of the third inning. The Clippers scored a run in the first. Left two runners on in second. Have scored two here in the third. And the throwback to second. Matt Geislinger safe there. I know there's probably a signal for Melds to throw to second, but both times he is thrown, and Sam Hannon's getting there in just the nick of time. Melds spins and delivers, and the pitch is high to Lincoln Hogan, and the count 1-1. 1-1. Dustin Kramer would like to use that arm a little bit more, I think, over at third. Here's the pitch. And Hogan pops this one up foul down the right field line, giving chase in the corner and making the catch in that right field corner for the third out is Justin Kloster, and that will end the Clippers' threat here in the third. But they do a little more damage, scoring two runs on four hits. There were no errors and two left on base. Three in the books here in Green Isle. It is Watkins 3 and Carver nothing. We're back with more state tournament baseball in a minute on KASM. Top of the fourth inning here in Green Isle, and the Carver Black Sox send their pitcher, Bailey Melds to the plate. Bailey, 0 for 1 today with a strikeout. Matt Geislinger, 7 strikeouts here in the first three innings. There's a strike call to Melds, and the count 0-2. Three runs, 7 hits for the Clippers. They have left 5 on the base paths, have not committed an error. No runs, 1 hit, no errors for Carver. They've left 1 on base. Pitch to Melds, and that's going to hit him in the leg, and he's going to go to first. So he got hit pretty good, did Bailey Melds, 27-year-old. Matt Geislinger, I'm sure the way he's cruising along, too, that's nothing intentional there. Just want to get through these innings. That'll bring number 3 hitter, Justin Kloster, to the plate. Justin, a ground ball to short in his first at-bat today. Matt Geislinger kicks and delivers, and Kloster chops this one foul down the right field line and 0-1. That was fielded there by the Carver first base coach. Well, it's 1 strike. Carver with just the 1 hit came in the second inning. They're batting here in the fourth, trailing by 3. Pitch from Geislinger, a strike called, and 1-1. Randy Rothstein with you today. Thank you for being with us, listening to Clipper Baseball. If you're out and about, I would welcome your texts. I'd like to know where you're listening from this afternoon. 320-248-1602. 320-248-1602. Pitches a ball to Justin Kloster, and 1-2. Always like to hear from our fans out in Chasm Land. You're listening on 1150 AM, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, on our stream at mychasm.com. Kloster will take a strike 3 called, and Matt Geislinger rings up his 8th strikeout today. 8 strikeouts for the left-hander. Sam Hennen, the second baseman, up to the plate. Bailey Melds over at first. Brendan Ashton holds him there. And the pitch to Hennen, a strike called, 0-1. Well, it's 1 strike. Geislinger shakes off that first sign again from Lincoln Hogan. And the pitch. Hennen over the top of that Geislinger pitch. And the count at 0-2 to Sam Hennen. Like last week, we commented on the infield. They cut it very short, almost like a practice green or a putting green. Here's a shot to Brendan Ashton, and just over his glove into the right field corner. Ashton loses his sunglasses as Melds goes to third. Into second with a stand-up double is Sam Hennen. And, boy, Brendan Ashton got so close. I think it actually maybe just tipped his glove a little bit. I could hear it up here. Right down in front of us as we're on top of that first base dugout, so I got a bird's eye view of what just occurred. But biggest threat of the day for Carver, the Black Sox, runners at second and third and 1 out. And Manny G is going to have to settle in here. Melds leads from third, up at the plate, Brent Puzak. Puzak had the first hit off of Matt Geislinger today. Little infield single. And Geislinger ready as Puzak settles into the batter's box, and the pitch, chop foul, and 0-1. The ball, it's 1 strike. That flag in left center field, just about calm. Although I look up at the trees that are in the backdrop, and those trees blowing pretty good, so maybe the flag is shielded a little bit from that grove of trees. Puzak swings and fouls another pitch off, and the count 0-2. No balls, two strikes. I don't know what the state board reclassifying teams. I know Watkins is probably going to move up next year, will move up into Class B. Don't know about Carver, although they've been to seven of the last state tournaments, seven of eight state tournaments, so they've been here a lot. That's going to play into it. They've got quite a few kids from out of town, out of Carver. Pitch a ball, and one ball, two strikes now to Brent Puzak. Second and third, those base runners. Puzak squibs it back to Geislinger on the mound. It goes through his glove. Now it goes through Nyman's glove, and everybody's safe. Oh, wow. That could have easily been a play at the plate on Melds. We'll see who they give the air to. But Geislinger, you know, part of me goes, was he making a play on that? Yeah. I don't know. Nyman, had he made a play on it, could he have got Puzak? I doubt it. Puzak very quick, but they give an air to the Clippers. I just don't know who got the air. They gave it to Geislinger. They probably did, and here comes the first baseman, Peterson. Here's Lincoln Hogan throwing to second base as taking off was Puzak, and he's in safely with a stolen base. And now with a runner at third and one run in, they got the tying run at third base and still only one out here in the fourth inning for Carver. Matt Geislinger. Looking down to Will Johnson, who struck out against him in his first at-bat. We got the infield in. Pitch to Johnson. Ground ball to second, right under the glove of Carter Block into right field. It's going to score two, and it's going to tie this game up at three. Second error of the inning for the Clippers. And 3-3 our score here in the fourth inning. So Watkins cruising along here, folks. First batter, Bailey Melds, got hit, but then Geislinger got a strikeout. And then a double by Hannon, an error by the infield, another error, and all of a sudden, 3-3 our score here in the fourth inning. Still only one out, and Nick Peterson at the plate. The pitch to Nick, a strike called, and 0-1. Come on, it's one strike the count. Kimball still leading Foley, top of the four, 3-0. Ground ball to Block at second. He'll go to first, and they get the 4-3 put out. Johnson goes over to second base on that ground ball to second. So the Clippers are trying to get an out, and they do now. Two outs. That'll bring Brian Horonsky to the plate. Dean Horn listening to the state tournament in baseball. On KASM, he's listening over in the Richmond area. So, yeah, thank you for joining us, Dean, on our Watkins broadcast today. Horonsky struck out in his first at-bat, and foul tips this at the plate, the count 0-1. Johnson out at second, three runs here in the fourth for Carver, a 3-3 ball game. Carver, three runs on just two hits. Looks like Carver been warming up a draftee down in the bullpen. We may see that draftee next inning. Horonsky swings and misses, strike two. No balls, two strikes. No balls, two strikes. Two outs, one on. Yep, Geislinger ready. The pitch to Horonsky, a swing and a miss, out on strikes. Is the designated hitter, and that will do it for Carver in the fourth. They come up with three runs on just one base hit. There were two Clipper errors and one man left on base. We played 3.5 here in Green Isle at the Irish Yard. It's Watkins 3, Green Isle 3. More baseball to come in a minute on KASM. Bottom of the fourth inning, a 3-3 ball game here at Green Isle. Bailey Melds will face that bottom part of the Clipper lineup. Thought maybe Bailey Melds, that would be it, but no, that is not the case. As leading it off for the Clippers, it's Caden Nyman, fly ball to right field, and coming in as the right fielder, that's Justin Kloster. He can't come up with it. That'll be a seeing eye single for Caden Nyman. That one just off the glove of Kloster. And that's a good thing for the Clippers because you get your number nine hitter on. You've got Kevin Kramer now. Kramer, Danny Berg on deck. Clippers got to get some hitting shoes going again as Nyman. You could hear the whole dugout yelling back on the play. Nyman back to first base. I think they've already determined they can run on the catcher. Ryan Kloster. Melds, though, has a pretty darn good move. He had Carson Geislinger picked earlier, but Carson just kept going to second. Melds kicks, delivers. Kramer tries to throw a bunt down, and it's bunted foul. The count 0-1. What's Kevin done today? 1-for-2, a base hit back in the first inning. Found it to third with runners at second and third in the second. We've got farming baseball coming up a little bit later on today. Sox Center leading Loretto 4-0, top of six. So Titans making some noise. Throw to first, and Nyman is picked again. Throw to second, and safe at second as Landon Nyman gets a hand in. That throw from Johnson, the first baseman, off to the third base side of second, and the shortstop, shortstop Nick Peterson, late getting the tag down to get Landon Nyman. Caden Nyman, excuse me. There was no argument there by Peterson, so another stolen base, but a couple of the last guys were picked by Melds. They just keep going. Infield coming in here, anticipating maybe a bunt. Kevin Kramer bloops this down the right field line. Coming in and making the catch there in right field is Kloster. No tag by Nyman and one out. Going to bring Dan Berg to the plate. Dan Berg, 1-for-2 today. Berg, a base hit in his last at bat. Good to have that at bat back in the lineup. Carson Cheetah, our producer today, back at our studios in Albany, is recording this game. So, again, if you want to hear a rebroadcast, these games will all be downloaded and archived on our webpage at mychasm.com. Here's Berg lacing it to center field, but right at McNeil, who makes the catch for out number two. Berg hit it on the rope. Right at the center fielder and two quick outs after that leadoff single. That'll bring Carson Geislinger to the plate. And Carson 1-for-1, been on base twice with a walk in his first at bat. Had a base hit in his last at bat in the third inning. A 3-3 ball game, folks. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning here in Green Isle. Another Class C game going on in each site, scheduled for 6:30 tonight. That's probably not a reality for each site. As this one got started close to an hour late. Pitch two, Carson Geislinger, a ball, 1-0. Pitch on the way. Carson takes high. Nope, they're going to call that a strike. And one ball, one strike. Okay. 1-1 the count. Melds out of the stretch, looks back to second, and the lefty comes home, and Carson Geislinger takes strike two, called in 1-2. Two outs, one on for Watkins here in the fourth. 3-3 our score. Clippers out hitting Carver. 8-2. Pitch two, Carson Geislinger is high for a ball, and 2-2. More of those shadows start creeping in. In center field and in right field. Not quite touching the infield dirt yet. Bailey Melds, the left-hander, kicks, delivers to Geislinger, high for a ball, and now the count full at 3-2. Little twitch there by Carson, but that's like keeping your eye on the ball and following it all the way to home plate, and that's what Carson did on that pitch. Count full, 3-2. Nyman goes, and Geislinger loops this to left field. Coming in hard, Peterson, and on the run. Peterson makes the catch for the out, just about overruns it, and that'll do it for the Clippers in the fourth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on base. We played four here in Green Isle. We're tied 3-3, Watkins and Carver, and back in a minute. Here we go, top of the fifth inning in Green Isle. Matt Geislinger on the mound yet for the Clippers, as Matt, through those first four innings, has struck out nine, walked no one, and hit one. 3-3 our score. He is facing the number nine hitter in Cullen McNeil. McNeil, Kloster, and Melds here in the fifth. One ball, one strike, the count to Cullen McNeil. Pitch by Geislinger, and McNeil way out in front of that pitch, and the count, one ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Kimball leading Foley, 3-0, top of six. A pitch, a swing and a miss, and McNeil goes down on strikes for a second time today. So one down, or top of five over in Jordan. So they're about same game pace as we are. Sox Center leading 4-0. To the top of the order in Ryan Kloster. And Ryan will take low for a ball, 1-0. Here in Green Isle, it is 3-3. Geislinger ready, the left-hander kicks and delivers, and Kloster ground ball down the first baseline. Brendan Ashton fields that right by the bag and makes the play, the unassisted put out for Brendan. Three unassisted, you like that. Nice big second hop for Brendan. All he had to do was field it cleanly right by first base and step on the bag. So quickly, two outs, and that'll bring pitcher Bailey Melds to the plate. Bailey, he got things going back in the fourth inning, last inning, when he was hit by a pitch. Matty hit him in the lower leg. And Melds takes that breaking ball for a strike in 0-1 from Geislinger. Melds, one strike. 3-3 our score. Geislinger's pitch to Melds, and he'll drive this to left center field. Nyman's not going to get this one as it rolls to the fence. Melds digging for two, and he'll go in with a stand-up two-out double. Third hit for Carver this evening. So Bailey Melds now 1-for-2 in the ball game, and Justin Kloster to the plate. Justin, 0-for-2 so far today. As Matt Geislinger ready. Has the sign from Lincoln Hogan and the pitch to Justin Kloster. A little bit low for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. The left-hander, Matt Geislinger, he is a gamer. Pitch two. Kloster, he drills it up the middle of base hit. Here comes Kevin Kramer's throw to the plate. It looks pretty good, and Hogan can't get a handle on it, though, as it goes to the backstop, and Carver is going to grab a 4-3 lead here in the fifth inning on back-to-back doubles. Well, that actually, Kloster's hit's probably a single. He'll go to second on the throw home. But the throw was maybe up the first baseline a little bit, and Lincoln Hogan coming out, he wanted to grab it and swipe across the plate as Melds was coming home. Couldn't get her done, and Carver has taken the lead. Two out runs, folks. They win ball games a lot of times. You get those two out runs. And it's cleanup hitter Sam Hennen at the plate. First pitch to Sam. Strike call, 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Hennen with a double to right field in his last at bat. He's 1-for-2 today. Pitch from Geislinger, swing and a miss, strike two. Nice scoop there by Lincoln Hogan. Well, it's two strikes, two outs. Watkins, the number one seed out of Region 15. The pitch on the way, and Hennen over the top of it. He'll go down on strikes, and that does it for Carver in the fifth. No runs, or make it one run. One run on two hits. There were no errors and one left on base. And a half innings, it's Carver 4 and Watkins 3. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM. Well, Carver has taken the lead on the Watkins Clippers here in the fifth inning, 4-3, and Carver is going to their bullpen. I'm going to bring in the draftee from Watertown and the Red Devils. It's Holt Hunsicker. Holt Hunsicker from Watertown. And this kid is big, tall, he's built, and he can bring it. Hunsicker. H-U-N-Z-I-K-E-R, Hunsicker. Out of Watertown, pitched at Northern State. Now he'll get the opportunity to pitch here to these Watkins Clippers hitters in the fifth inning. Brendan Ashton, Matt Geislinger, Landon Nyman, the scheduled hitters. And Ashton bloops this one to left center field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit as Brendan Ashton leads it off with a single. The ninth hit for Watkins today. So the Clippers are doing it at the plate. They just got to get some of those base runners in. Nine hits, three runs. And Matt Geislinger to the plate. Matt, 1-for-2 at a base hit in his last at bat. Hunsicker, Holt Hunsicker. And Geislinger, ground ball up the middle. Oh, off the glove of the shortstop. And Brendan Ashton's going to go to third base, and he'll go in standing up. It'll be an error on the shortstop for Carver. That's Peterson. That was a tailor-made, unassisted double play, and Peterson had it go right off his glove. It kind of died in center field. That's why Ashton could take third base. And a big break. As we know, the Clippers' errors aided the three runs scored in the fourth by Carver. Now, see if the Clippers can take advantage of the error by Carver here in the fifth. First and third. Nobody out, and Caden Nyman to the plate. Caden will follow Hutziger's pitch to the backstop, and 0-1. No balls, one strike. Hutziger with runners at first and third. The right-hander in relief of Bailey Melds. I would imagine Melds is somewhere in the game. Yeah, looks like Melds is out in right field now. So he went into right field. As here's a shot to the shortstop. He'll flip to second for one. The relay to first in time. A 6-4-3 double play. But coming across to score is Brendan Ashton, and the game is tied at 4. Wow. Nyman hit it sharply to short, but a backhand by Nick Peterson. He flipped to Hennen, his second baseman, and back to first. And they completed the double play, getting Nyman by a half a step. 6-4-3, run scores, and tied at 4. And here's Carter Block. He'll lift it to right field. That'll fall in front of Melds out in right field. And the Clippers with their 10th hit today. Carter Block is second. Two outs, and here comes Lincoln Hogan, the number 8 hitter. Holt Hunsicker looking down to the catcher, Kloster. Hunsicker had stepped off the pitching rubber. Now he's ready to go. 4-4 our score in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch to Lincoln Hogan. A big swing by Lincoln and strike one. Maltz, one strike. Block leads from first. Hunsicker, a big right-hander, ready on the mound. And the pitch. Hogan puts down a beautiful bunt that's fielded by Hunsicker. His throw to first. Not in time. It gets by the first baseman. Rolls down the right field line. Carter Block's being sent in by Dustin Kramer. He's going to score, and Hogan ends up on second base. So that throw by Hutziker got by the first baseman Johnson big time. It was chased by Hannon down the right field line, and Kloster came up from right field, and Hannon had to get by him down the right field line, so Kloster had a field, and by that time, Carter Block had scored all the way from first base. So there'll be another error for sure on the throw by Hutziker. And here's Nyman. Nyman will foul this one to the netting. That goes over the netting and foul in 0-1. So two errors in the inning have given the Clippers the lead back at 5-4 here in the fifth. Hutziker spins and does not make a throw to second as Lincoln Hogan goes back safely. Number nine hitter, Caden Nyman. In the batter's box, Caden, base hit in his last at bat. Here's Hutziker's pitch, and Nyman bloops this one foul and out of play right over the third base dugout. And the count at 0-2. Leadoff hitter, Kevin Kramer on deck. Been a few runs scored here today. 5-4 our score. Bottom of the fifth. Hutziker ready. The pitch to Nyman. He'll squib this one foul again. Count stays 0-2 to Caden Nyman. Nyman struck out in the second, had a base hit, stole a base in the fourth. He was stranded on the base paths, though. Clippers again with base runners on. They have had base runners every inning here today. Pitch to Nyman just outside, and the count at a ball and two strikes. More baseball tonight here on KASM. We'll go over to Jordan where Kirby Hemish will be waiting for our ball game to be done. And he'll have the Farming Fairmont game for you here on KASM. 5-4 Watkins, bottom of the fifth. Holt Hunziker ready. Nyman drills it down the third baseline. Dusty Kramer. Dustin tries to barehand that line drive, and he gets a little piece of his hand on it. Not enough to grab it. He almost like barehanded that line drive out of the air, and now we'll throw some signs down. One ball, two strikes the count. Hunziker ready. Looks back to second. Hogan takes his lead. A lot of time. Hunziker's pitch. Nyman takes inside a ball, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two to the count. Bottom of the fifth here in Green Isle. They call it the Irish Yard. Pitch on the way. Nyman, ground ball to short. And it's going to go off the shortstop glove into left field. Here comes Hogan to score. And it's 6-4 Watkins. The throw from Peterson comes up short of the catcher. And Watkins has scored again on another Carver error here in the fifth inning. Their third error, two of them by the shortstop Peterson. And a meeting of the minds out on the mound right now for Carver here in the fifth inning. 6-4, Watkins has scored three runs in the inning. Boy, Lincoln Hogan was trucking around third base as Dustin Kramer put that big windmill on and said, Lincoln, you got to pick her up. And he did just that. So a couple three spots. Three spot for Carver in the fourth with two Clipper errors in there. Now a three spot for Watkins in the fifth and more bullpen activity as down to the bullpen go a pitcher and catcher for a Carver. I'll bring leadoff hitter Kevin Kramer to the plate with two outs and one on. That base runner, Nyman over at first with good speed. He was picked off last time, but ended up stealing second base because the throw was late from Johnson. That was with the left-hander Melds and going and hitting. A hit and run on as Kevin Kramer falls it back and out of play. The count 0-1. Great jump there by Caden Nyman. And I think the Clippers have already determined that they're going to run all day on Ryan Kloster, the catcher. Well, it's one strike. Nyman, big lead. Ready on the mound is Hunsicker. Boy, it takes time. And now we get time called by the home plate umpire. Kevin Kramer called for time. And I would have done that too. He did that against, I think, Lincoln Hogan, where he took forever. And Hunsicker now ready on the mound. The count, no balls and a strike to Kramer. The right-hander comes home. And the pitch, a strike called. Throw to second and not in time as Nyman steals second base. Landon Nyman getting his second base. Let's see. There's two there. Carson Geislinger has got two. Kevin Kramer's got two. Six stolen bases here for the Clippers here in this ballgame. We're in the fifth inning. Hunsicker ready on the mound. No balls, two strikes to Kramer. Kevin drills this one into right field, a base hit. Nyman will score and make it a four-run inning for Watkins here in the fifth inning. Kramer to second, and he's going to go standing in. Nope, they're going to call him out. Tagged out as he tried to stretch that into a double. So Kramer is out trying to extend it, and that'll do it for the Clippers here in the fifth inning. They come up with four runs on one, two, three hits. There were three errors, and no one left on base. We played five here in Green Isle. It's Watkins 7, Carver 4. We're back with more baseball in 1.5. Watkins baseball this evening on KASM, brought to you by Plantbergs Processing, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, Albany Fiber Communications, Albany and Richmond A&W, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville, Gilk Services of Cold Spring, Erkins Water of Gilk Services of Richmond, Erkins Water of Cold Spring, Rambo in New London, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Albany Chrysler Center, and Farmers and Merchants State Bank. First batter here in the sixth inning, hit by a Matt Geislinger pitch, and on to first base goes Brent Puzak. Brent has been a little bit of a nemesis for Matt Geislinger today. He can steal a base, and the pitch to Will Johnson is a strike called, 0-1. Balls, one strike. Johnson 0-2 today. Matt Geislinger throws to first and Puzak back safely. So second hit batter for Matt today. Geislinger ready on the mound. Another throw to first and Puzak back safely. Seven to four, Watkins leading top of six. Geislinger cruising along for much of this ball game. He has 11 strikeouts. Got into trouble a little bit in the fourth with that hit batter, and then a double he gave up. And then there was a couple errors behind him. Geislinger ready on the mound. Johnson behind in the count, 0-2. Matt Geislinger throws to first. They got him picked. Here's the throw by Brendan Ashton. Throw to second in time. And Puzak is picked off. Nice throw by Brendan Ashton right in front of the bag. All that Nyman had to do was slap the tag on him. That's a 1-3-6 pickoff. And I would question, too, Carver, being three runs down, why are you stealing? Three runs down. I know you got to get the guy in the scoring position, but that just kind of negated all the efforts that went into getting a guy on base. Pitch outside to Will Johnson and the count at 1-2. One out, nobody on. Matty G delivering here and dealing. Johnson takes the pitch outside, a ball and 2-2. Very close pitch there. Two balls, two strikes. Kimball still leading Foley 3-0 as Johnson swings over the top of that changeup and misses. He's out on strikes. Make it 12 strikeouts for Matt today. So the left-hander with 12, two-hit batters, and it's Nick Peterson, the shortstop. At the plate, Nick 0 for 2 against Matt Geislinger today. Pitch to Peterson is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Geislinger kicks and delivers, and Peterson rips this ball right over by the Watkins dugout. They're underneath the press box here, underneath our box in the first base dugout. One ball, one strike, the count to Nick Peterson. Ryan Hronsky, the designated hitter on deck. Pitch is a strike called down by the knees to Nick Peterson. And the count, one ball, two strikes. Watkins came into this state tournament, had a week off. They were the number one seed out of Region 15. And the breaking ball just missing outside the count, two balls, two strikes. Last night, all three number one seeds won. Here today, you've got Watkins leading, Sauk Center leading. Foley is losing. Swing and a miss. Down on strike is Peterson, and that'll do it for the Carver Black Sox here in the sixth. They come up with no runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base. 5.5 innings. It's Watkins 7, Carver 4. More state tournament baseball in a minute here on KASM. And welcome back. Randy Rodstein with you this afternoon from Green Isle. It's the Irish Yard, and that's where the Watkins Clippers are leading the Carver Black Sox 7-4. Bottom of sixth inning, here's Danny Berg facing Holt Hunsicker for the first time. Holt came on last inning. And the pitch, actually Holt came on in the fifth inning, started the fifth inning, gave up four runs last inning. Pitch to Berg, strike called in, two balls and a strike now. 2-1 the count. Danny Berg, Carson Geislinger, and Brendan Ashton facing Hunsicker. And Berg drills it to second, handing up with it. He'll throw it to first. 4-3 on the put out of Dan Berg. One out. And Carson Geislinger makes his way to the plate. Over in Belle Plaine this afternoon, Sauk Center rolling. Titans leading Loretto, top of the eighth inning, 4-1. Titans looking for that first round victory. Kimball still leading Foley as Geislinger swings at the Hunsicker fastball. And 0-1 to Carson. 7-4 Watkins. Pitch to Carson. He'll follow this back and out of play in the count 0-2. The ball is two strikes. 0-2 the count. Hunsicker ready, and the pitch to Carson Geislinger. A check swing. Did he go around? And he did, says the home plate umpire. Carson out on strikes. Carson knew it too as he tried to hold up on his swing and could not. And now Brendan Ashton, he was the first man in this Clipper lineup to face Holt Hunsicker, and he delivered a single off of him last inning. Got things started in that big four-run inning, and now Ashton drives this to right center field. A long way off the top of the fence in right center field. Here comes the throw back into the infield, and Brendan Ashton slides in safely. That throw came in from Melds, I think, who's in center field now. So Brendan Ashton, a two-out double, bring Matt Geislinger to the plate. Matt is the pitcher DH. So I'm sure at some point, if Matt wants to use Scott Leeser, and I don't see Scott down here in the dugout anymore, so it may be him and Kyle Leeser that have gone down to the bullpen to warm up, that Scott may be the replacement for Matt. Matt folds it off in the count 0-1. Clippers looking for some insurance here in the inning. Two outs, one on. Hutsicker's pitch to Matty G is high for a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Holt Hunsicker from the stretch delivers to Geislinger inside, and the count, two balls and a strike. On deck, Landon Nyman. Matt back into the box is Hunsicker. Little pickoff move, the spin, no throw. Brendan Ashton goes back to second. St. Bonifacius playing next, St. Bonnie. And the pitch. Geislinger chops this one in the infield. Tough play. Johnson fields, flips to Hutsinger, and that's a 3-1 putout, I believe. The base umpire taking a long time to make the call, but that's the way the sixth inning's going to end with Watkins. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We played six innings here in Green Isle. It's Watkins 7 and Carver 4. More baseball coming up in 1 minute here on KASM Radio. Top of the seventh inning, and the designated hitter, Brian Horonsky, at the plate, swings and misses strike one. He is 0 for 2 today with two of the 13 strikeouts Matt Geislinger has. Horonsky takes high for a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Geislinger ready. Pitch outside, a ball. And now two balls, one strike. 2-1 the count. St. Bonnie taking on New Ulm. New Ulm's got that number one seed. St. Bonnie beat Wanamingo last week. 2-1. Aronsky ground ball to Carson Geislinger at third. And that goes off the glove of Carson into left field. Air on Carson Geislinger over at third base. So that's not what the doctor ordered here in the seventh inning. A base runner, Horonsky, there's going to be a pinch runner for him. As out of the dugout and running, be number 14 is Sean Kelly, 27-year-old. So Kelly gets to run. Horonsky back to the dugout. Third air for the Clippers today. Going to bring Cullen McNeil, center fielder, to the plate, and Cullen swings and misses strike one. Cullen McNeil, he has two of the 13 strikeouts. The lead by Kelly over at first. Matt Geislinger kicks, delivers, and McNeil takes a strike called, and 0-2. The ball's two strikes. 0-2 the count. Brendan Ashton holding Kelly close over at first. Kick the pitch, and McNeil swings and misses. He goes down on strikes. He has been completely baffled by Matt Geislinger today. That'll be 14 strikeouts for the left-hander, and to the top of the order in Ryan Kloster, the catcher. Ryan, 0 for 3 today. Clippers looking for that double play ball here in the seventh. They lead 7-4, 7 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for the Clippers, or make it 3 errors for the Clippers, 4 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for Carver. Yeah, they haven't put an error for Carson Geislinger on the board. I mean, that went right under his glove. Can't imagine that they'd rule that a hit. Pitch a ball and one ball, one strike to Ryan Kloster. They must have, though. They got 5 hits up on the scoreboard. I'm wondering if they're going to relook at that one. Here's a strike called, and one ball, two strikes down to Kloster. 1-2 the count. Matty ready on the mound. Kelly is lead at first. And the 1-2 pitch. Kloster takes strike 3 called, and he is out looking. Make it number 15 for Matt Geislinger. One strikeout in the first, struck out the side in the second, struck out the side in the third, had two strikeouts in the fourth, two in the fifth, two in the sixth, two here in the seventh. And at the plate, number two, hitter Bailey Melds. And Melds takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Bailey Melds so far today, 1-for-2, double in his last at-bat, was hit by pitch. He scored two of the four Carver runs today. Kelly leads from first. Geislinger's pitch to Melds is low for a ball, and 2-0 now to Bailey. Bailey started the game on the mound for Carver today. He's relieved in the fifth. It was a game that he had the lead. He came out in the fifth with the lead, so he cannot be the pitcher of record here. It is Hutziger. Three balls, no strikes, the count to Melds. Pitch by Maddie. There's a strike on the inside corner and 3-1. We heard a little extra grunt up top here from Matt Geislinger. Two outs, one on. Top of the seventh inning, 7-4 Watkins. Pitch to Melds. Strike two at the knees and the count full at 3-2. Boy, that Matt Geislinger is a gamer, folks. Couple shakeoffs. A left-hander kicks and delivers and bounces that one up to the plate. Melds will go to first base. On to second goes Kelly. And for Matt, his first walk today. He has hit a couple in Lincoln Hogan. Have to have a word with the left-hander on the mound. Lincoln Hogan, 38 years old, brings a lot of experience to this Clipper lineup. Field sergeant from behind the plate. You got Danny Berg, 40 years old, out in right field. Just to play with guys like that. Danny Berg, high school baseball coach, high school wrestling coach. Dustin Kramer, high school wrestling coach over at Ricori. And got all that experience of leading players and can help some of these young guys down on the field. Here's Justin Kloster, number three hitter. Justin ground ball to second. Carter Block goes down on it, fields it, throws to first, and a 4-3 putout gets the Clippers out of a jam in the seventh. No runs, no hits, an error, and two left on base. We played 6.5 here in Green Isle. Watkins 7 and Carver 4. We're back in 1 minute. Bottom of the seventh coming up, and another pitching change for Carver. They're using one more of their draftees, Drew Hetke. Coming out of Plato, the 21-year-old played college baseball, Minnesota State Mankato. Hetke. Looks like he could be part of the WWE. Big dude, long hair. Just go wild and crazy out on the mound. And yeah, but Hetke. Right-hander kicks and delivers in the first pitch. Nice fastball from Hetke inside to Landon Nyman and 1-0. It'll be Nyman, Carter Block, and Lincoln Hogan here in the seventh for Watkins. They lead 7-4. Hetke's pitch, Nyman ground ball foul down the third baseline. And the count, 1-1. 1-1 the count. More activity going down in the bullpen for Carver. Pitch to Nyman, fastball at the knees, and the count at a ball and two strikes. Hetke comes out of Plato, the Plato Blue Jays. And the pitch, Nyman takes inside a ball, and 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes. Two our count. Hetke kicks and delivers, and Nyman will follow this back and out of play. Landon, even in the count, at 2-2. Coming up a little bit later on this evening, from Jordan, you'll get farming baseball as Flames will take on Fairmont. Here's a fly ball to right field in the corner, and that one's going to go foul and out of play. Nyman with new life. 2-2. Hetke. has the sign from his catcher, Kloster, and the pitch. And another squib foul down the right field line. So Nyman making Hedke work here in the seventh. What's Landon done today? He is 1-for-3, struck out in the second, had a base hit in the third, and bounced into a double play. And there he delivers a single to center field. What a patient at bat for Landon Nyman. Holy cow. It all paid off with a base hit right up the middle. He saw enough pitches from Hedke, got his timing down, and delivered. Did Landon Nyman. That was a great at-bat for Landon, and now Carter Block to the plate for the Clippers. Landon Nyman is 18 years old, folks, and he steals second base on that very first pitch from Hedke. For the Clippers, their seventh stolen base today. So seven stolen bases, and Nyman's in scoring position for Carter Block. Carter, that first pitch was ruled a ball, 1-0. He is 2-for-3 on the day. Scored a run. Hedke has to work from the stretch. And Block tries to put down a bunt. It goes foul. The count, 1-1. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Hedke back onto that pitching rubber. Johnson, the first baseman, backing up a little bit now. He was in on the grass and thinking that maybe was a one-time deal for Carter. As he swings and misses, he goes down on strikes. So Hedke gets a strikeout, first out here in the seventh, and it'll bring Lincoln Hogan to the plate. Lincoln 1-for-3 today, reached on an error in his last at-bat, had a double back in the second, and fly ball to right field. So sprayed the ball all over the field as Lincoln today. Landon Nyman out at second with one down. Drew Hedke on the mound. And the pitch to Hogan, a swing and a miss, strike one. Hedke on in relief of draftee Holt Hunsicker, who was on in relief of starter Bailey Mills. Third pitcher of the day for Carver. 13 hits by the Clippers off of three pitchers. Hogan check swing at the plate. Did he go around? They're going to appeal if he went around. And yes, he did, said the base umpire. And the count at 0-2. And I think that is a correct call. That Carter Block did go around there. No balls, two strikes. One out, one on. Drew Hedke ready. Nyman goes to third. Here's the throw to third and into the runner, and they're going to call Nyman out at third. That time, a perfect throw by Kloster. Got Landon Nyman trying to steal third for the second out. 2-5. That throw was right on the money, and that's where it had to be to have any chance of getting Landon Nyman. Two outs. Block at the plate, the count, one, or make it Hogan at the plate, 1-2, and that pitch just a little bit inside, and 2-2 now to Lincoln Hogan. Bases empty. Hedke ready. Hogan takes strike three called, and he knew it. He's out on strikes. That'll end the Clipper seventh. No runs, one hit, no errors, no one left on base. We played seven here in Green Isle. The Irish Yard has the Clippers leading the Black Sox 7-4. We're back in 1 minute. Top of the eighth inning in Green Isle. We've got a pitching change. Scott Leeser, the draftee from St. Martin, has come on for the Clippers, and Leeser will try to get the final six outs here for Matt Geislinger and his Clippers. Leeser, right-hander, so you got that lefty-righty combination. And so Scott taking his warm-up tosses right now. Sox Center has defeated Loretto this evening, 4-1. So the Titans, big win there over Corey Koski and his kids. 4-1. Nice win for the Titans. Kimball is leading Foley 3-0. And that game, top of the eighth inning. So Foley, a number one seed there. Kimball, with just loads of experience. I think Kimball, you go back to Green Isle back in 2017 when Kimball and Scott Marquardt got that walk-off home run off of Lake Henry here in Green Isle to win a state championship. All right, Scotty Leeser. First pitch coming here to the Carver Black Sox, and that's a swing and a miss by Carver's right-handed hitting second baseman Sam Hennen in 0-1. Leeser ready and deals, and there's strike two called in 0-2. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 the count. Leeser, the high leg kick, and delivers a little bit outside, and now the count at 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The pitch from Leeser, a little bit low and outside, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count. Hannon in the batter's box. Kick, pitch, and a check swing. Excuse me. Bloop to right field, and it's going to fall in for a base hit. So an excuse me check swing by Sam Hennen, and he gets his second hit of the day. Down the right field line, there was no way any Clipper player was going to get that. That had eyes of its own. Finding fair territory by about a foot down the right field line. Beyond Brendan Ashton at first. Carter Block couldn't get to it. It wasn't hit very high in the air, so dropped fairly quickly. And here's Brent Puzak. Puzak on base all three times today. Here's a shot to Ashton at first. He'll glove it. The relay to first, not in time as Leeser was covering. But Brendan Ashton fields that one-hop shot from Puzak. Throws to second. They get the lead man. 3-6 on the play. And safe at first is Puzak. One out. Hannon retired. That happened so fast, folks. Unbelievable. First pitch. One out, and here's first baseman Will Johnson. And falling out of the back pocket of Scott Leeser. Maybe just a little bit of hand dry. Or no, that's the rosin bag. That's the rosin bag on the mound that didn't fall out of the pocket. Pitch to Johnson, a strike called, and 0-1. Puzak, the base runner, over at first. He was picked off back in the sixth inning trying to steal. 7-4, Watkins leading top of the eighth. Leeser's pitch, ground ball to second, block. The second for one, the relay to first in time, a 4-6-3 double play. That ends the eighth inning for the Carver Black Sox. No runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We played 7.5. It's Watkins 7, Carver 4. More baseball coming up in 1 minute here on KASM.